people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, Chrisadom One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. All right, so I was going through Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter. I was going through the timeline a couple of days ago, and I ran across this video that I didn't even want to know about. Hell, I didn't even want to see it. Going through my timeline, seeing what everybody's talking about in these Twitter corners, in these Twitter streets, ran across a video went viral. It blew up a couple of days ago. And allegedly, a leaked video of Drake's while he was laying in bed, and he's playing the long song with his Twigs and Berries, playing with his summer sausage. All I know is it's a long, sharp sword. Pause. We're going to be pausing. I'm going to be pausing through this whole presentation, all right? I don't go that way. And I would say, first and foremost, I remember Adam22 talking about this, I want to say like almost a year ago, said that he saw a video clip of Dre's package. And he was saying it's a missile. It's a stud missile. Pause. All right. And when Adam22 was saying it a year ago, I was like, that's just way too much information. I mean, no regular man wants to hear or even see a video of another man's package, another man's unit, another man's device, another man's Polish sausage, another man's banana in the bowl. But Adam22 talked about it. And, you know, I briefly discussed it, and then I just, you know, kept it pushing, kept it moving. Well, the video was leaked. At first, I thought Drake leaked this. I'm going like, okay, man. Is Drake starving for attention that much that he wants to allegedly get some press or get a press run on his, unit? I thought this was a leaked thing, but apparently this has been leaked by one of Drake's girlfriends. And I forgot the girl's name. She was on Adam22's show. Adam22 did an interview on her, and she said allegedly she used to be one of Drake's side chicks, okay? And, you know, had some business, you know, personal business with Drake. Now, Drake done kicked her on the curb. She's trying to do her own thing. She's trying to push her social media so she can get it popping because, you know, let's just face facts, face reality. You know, you're not swimming in the same waters. You know, when you was Drake's side piece, you can get anything you want. Now, Drake said exit stage left to you. I guess you was replaced with another chick who took and garnered the position of the side chick, and he pushed you to the side. I don't know what happened between y'all two, but, you know, he's moving on, and, you know, you're trying to, you know, get your stuff popping. So, yeah, I remember her being on Adam22 and she was talking about it. But, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you. Girl thick, fine as fuck. All right. And she was talking about how her many, she didn't go in full detail because I'm pretty sure she signed an NDA. But she did said that she used to hang out with Drake. That's as far, I think this is the same girl that was levering charges on one of her other boyfriends, saying that he was, messing around with kids and things of that nature, which, I know, men and women can say and do devious things, but that's stuff like that. That's just unacceptable, uncalled for. But anyway, I don't want to just go down this rabbit hole. I want to go down the rabbit hole of Drake's package. All right. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial. I'm an alpha male. I'm proud to be a male. I don't, I'm not attracted to other men. But I can sit back and talk about something that I normally don't talk about nor promote. So I'm going to talk about Drake's package. If you haven't seen the video, man, it was popping three or four days ago. And now when you go on Twitter, it's hard to find. But if you really want to, if you was unable to see Drake's package, all you got to do is just, go on Pornhub. And I'm pretty sure the video, someone done copied and pasted that video and put it on their profile. I'm pretty sure if you type in the word Drake, I'm sure that video is going to be the most searched video. So I saw it in 4K, 8K, every day, all day. Even on your mama's birthday, I saw the damn thing. And let me tell you something. I'm going to describe this thing to you. If you haven't seen it and you don't want to go on Pornhub or look or Google it, you can simply just hear from the horse's mouth. Pause again. Jesus. Anyway, this thing is huge, okay? And I can tell it's huge, all right? Because this thing is so big, it has a curve on it, okay? It looks like a big, giant hook, all right? It's pretty big. It's pretty massive. Now, I'm not saying Drake is doing this, but I am saying, there's a possibility that he could do it. There are a lot of devices out there, men, that can get your package, maybe not to his shape, but a lot bigger and thicker. Pause. Ooh, we're going down a pause rabbit hole. I want to say pause right now just because I forget to say pause as I'm talking. All right. So there's devices and medication, guys, that can get your stuff, big. All right. Maybe not to the effect of Drake. I'm pretty sure if you keep doing it over and over, it could probably get to that size. Now, someone was telling me you can get that surgically, medically done. A surgeon can get your package big and massive if you want it that big. But I'm going to tell you guys some misconceptions before we continue with the Drake topic. First and foremost, some misconceptions to men and some misconceptions to women. All right. I know it looks great on camera. A man's package that big. I know it looks great on a video. I know it's, a great talking point around the water coolers of women talking about a man's package, how big and massive it is. I know it's the most desirable thing that a woman wants, okay? But I'm here to tell you guys, okay? And I'm sorry for the noise in the background. If you can hear the noise in the background, I do apologize, all right? Most women, not all women, but most women, they don't want all of that beef in them, okay? Most women don't want to lay in bed, and it doesn't matter if it's a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, a marathon. No woman wants to get pounded in bed by something that massive and that thick, okay? So most women, even though it's talked about, even though it's the most desirable thing that's on your mind, most women don't want to go through that, all right? There's a matter of fact, there is an article that says most women rather prefer, and they polled a lot of women on this, most women rather prefer a man to have 7 to 8 inches than anything above that or anything less than that. And I feel like an average man should be around the 7 to 8 inch mark. You know, I know there's a lot of men that's less than that. You know, but you know, I don't think it's a large percentage of men that's less than that, but I definitely don't think it's a large percent of men who are more than that. And if there are, men that are more than 7 and 8 inches, you know, there's some trickeration done, ladies. All right. They either was born with it. Maybe I'm born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. All right. Maybe they were born with it. God blessed them. Okay. And more times than not, it's surgically done, or there's a device or a medication out there to get them to that point. But either way, it's a big deal. Okay. Pause. All right. But I don't think most women prefer, you know, 7 to 8 inches. Me personally, I'm 9, if you want to know. All right. But anywho, okay. So, let's go back to Drake. This thing is massive. And I know it's long because it can bend. And I know that by previous experience, because mine's is pretty massive and mine's have sort of a hook to it. All right. So it has a little curve to it. So I know. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I'm not trying to advertise my stuff. I'm just, you know, I'm going by my prior knowledge. Okay. And, but I will say this, you know, and I've noticed this when I watch, you know, a lot of people don't admit I can watch porn or adult content and I don't have to, you know, relieve myself in watching it. You know, sometimes, not all the time, when I'm listening to podcasts, I'm listening to music, I'm watching YouTube, I'm watching TikTok, I'm surfing social media. But when that gets boring, you got to entertain yourself other ways, particularly when you're at work and particularly when you got a lot of dead time. I have a lot of dead time at my job. And occasionally I will flip out my phone and watch some porn. All right. It's a guilty pleasure. All right. But that's not why I brought this into the discussion, into the pool pit. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is, once again, I'm just basing this on my prior knowledge. You know, generally, I watch the traditional porn, a man and a female, okay? Or a man and multiple females, all right? You know, I understand that, you know, some guys can watch a woman, you know, perform on herself. And most guys are into that. I'm not into that. You know, even though I have seen, if it's not a man and a woman or a man and multiple women, I like the scissor porn, and you probably, you know, where two women are having sex. Okay. I can get down with that too, but that's neither here nor there. All right. We'll talk about that a little bit later. All right. So, yeah. So when I was watching it, and like I said, prior knowledge, the one, and it goes back to my experience when I watch porn, and this is not a racial thing, and I don't want this to come off disrespectful, but I have a hard time watching when a man is performing on a female, particularly in them porn scenes. I have a hard time watching, a man that's really have bright skin or Caucasian or light-skinned Drake, because when you look at their unit, it looks like it's got discoloration in it. It just doesn't look, and I know you're going to listen to this and you're going to think that's sus, okay? And that probably is on the borderlines of sus. I'm just telling you guys, it just doesn't look good, okay? Particularly when I'm watching the man and the woman do their thing, all right? It just doesn't look good. And sometimes I don't even watch those videos. You know, I typically, you know, look at the thumbnail and I look at the clip. And if I'm interested in it, I watch it. If I don't, I just, you know, swipe away, all right? But anywho, so why am I saying all that? Because when I watch Drake's alleged leaked video, but now it's been confirmed his ex-girlfriend leaked it to social media, all right? I notice his slong is real. He's real light skinned and it looks like it's discolored a little bit. And somewhere deep inside me, there's a voice. And that voice is saying, ew. Okay. It just, ew. You know, so, yeah, I watched it. That's just my opinion. I'm pretty sure if you do a poll of other guys won't even mention it. Other guys will say, you know, it is what it is. Other guys are going to say I'm sus, but hey, look, I'm just trying to describe this the best way I can possibly can, all right, to the listenership out there, all right? So, yeah, that's what I discovered when I watch this presentation, this 5-second clip, you know, that's what I was watching, all right? So, that's my, I guess, review of Drake's Summer Sausage. It made its rounds on social media. And yeah, so that's it right there. And you know, comment in the comments, go to Twitter, hit my DMs. I'm Chris Dom One. Tell me, am I tripping or am I tripping? All right. So, yeah, let's talk about the next topic at hand. All right. What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Quick video update. Okay. So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation. To the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor. Do your boy a solid. Go over, mosey over to Spotify. Subscribe to me there. And you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me. Wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever. Okay? But please subscribe me. Please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show. Okay, so everyone has their everyone knows the definition to simping, all right? So we've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. A simp is an individual that would, that is buying or being tricked by a female. Let's just go on face facts and face reality. The majority of simps are males, and a simp is a beta. All right. He's not an alpha male. He's a beta male. And he's even gone as far as, you know, willingly, you know, give money to a woman who's not attracted to her. I mean, she's not attracted to him. She feel like he has no value other than he's a walking wallet. Okay. And he's willing to, you know, make her happy by being his, he's a sugar daddy. All right. In essence, that's what a simp is. All right. So everyone, you know, it puts this label simp and apply it to everything. You know, the word simp is the mayonnaise of society. Anything, any action can be described as simp behavior. Okay. If you you know, take a girl out on a date. Okay, that could be considered simp activity, simp behavior. Okay, if you ask for a girl's number, that could be a simp. Okay, if you show affection to a female, you could be considered a simp. All right, I feel like a lot of people gloss simp over on a lot of different behaviors that really are not defined as, to me, simp type behavior. All right. And I feel like for every day that goes by, for every week that goes by, for every month that goes by, and for every year that goes by, I feel like simping has evolved. All right. And I really think simping can be used against the female. Not in the way that you think. You know, even though I feel like there are women out there that simp on men too, that would, you know, and I'll be honest with you, women were simping before men. We just didn't call it simping, okay? We just called it you're being played, all right? But women has been notoriously known as working their 9-to-5. Meanwhile, their Pookie and Ray Ray is at home watching cartoons or playing video games, drinking with his friends all day, every day. You come back from a long, hard day of work. He's still sitting on that. He's still sitting in the same position on the couch when you left to go to work. You come back to work. Ain't nothing done. Dishes are in the sink. There's nothing cooked. The house is in pure chaos, and you got to get everything situated before you can go to bed, and you don't even have enough time for yourself to rinse and repeat this process over and over and over. You know, men, you know, I don't know if a lot of people have seen Baby Boy, the Tyrese movie Baby Boy, which, a fun fact, Tupac was supposed to be in that movie, Baby Boy. Now, I don't know which character he was going to play, the Tyrese character, or I forgot the other legendary actor's name. I do apologize, sir, but he was in Pulp Fiction, Mission Impossible, all that jazz. I don't know which character Tupac was going to play, but I think Tupac was going to play the character of Tyrese, you know. But anywho, all right? So, that was a lot of women's perspective in life, you know, then, you know, taking care of their Pookies and Ray Rays. And that was simping. Okay. We just called it, she was getting played. All right. And I'm not saying every situation was like that. You know, I'm pretty sure that there's guys out there working 9-to-5 jobs and women just laying around the house, just thinking, you know, she doesn't have to work and this, that, and the third. Yeah. You know, two rights can be right at the same exact time, all right? So, but I feel like with simping, it has evolved. And a lot of guys, you know, have learned that simping can be an attraction to a lot of attractive women, all right? Allow your boy to explain. You know, you don't have to go all the way into being a simp, but you can demonstrate simp-type behavior to get that woman interested in you. And if you play your cards right, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get what you want with this female. All right. I think simping, in my opinion, simping is the new pimping. All right. Because now these guys know that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to, you know, have a fancy car or wear fancy clothes or wear fancy jewelry and things of that nature. Your speaking doesn't have to be in a pimp type behavior, you know, finessing them with your vocabulary and things of that nature. You know, all you got to have is a job that pays very, very well, and that's enough to attract a woman. Now, there's rules and regulations to simping, all right? You can't consider yourself, you know, pimping them if you're living at mommy's house, or, you know, you live in at a girl's house, at your woman's house, I mean, you can't even present yourself as a king, in my humble opinion. I mean, if you don't have your own thing, how are you going to expect her to respect you when you don't even have your own, when you don't got your ish together? But that's another time for another video. All right. So, simping is definitely becoming the new pimping. All right. And a lot of guys are, and like I said, a lot of guys, you know, demonstrate to other attractive women by presenting them this false behavior that he's a simp. She gets attracted to him and he got her. All right. So I feel like simping has evolved with the smarter guys into another form of pimping. And a prime example, and a lot of people are going to say, you know, now I feel like DJ Academics is the prime definition of a simp. This guy is ultra famous, can have almost any woman that he wants. And he's, you know, he's attracted to this toxic woman. Now he claimed allegedly that she took all his money, ran a train session with all his friends, and you know, they broke up, but now they're back together again because I feel like DJ Academics is more attracted to that woman because she's presenting a behavior that he's attractive to. So if that's the case, isn't DJ Academics a prime example of a simp? Now, simping do has its benefits. I think since this girl has no interest in him other than him being rich and famous, if all the money goes away and DJ Academics become a garbage man, you think this girl is still going to be hanging around DJ Academics? No, she's going to move on to the next guy. All right. So, and if you look at DJ Academics, he's not the most attractive guy, the most attractive dude, you know, Paul's. All right. But DJ Academics has some tangibles that most women want in a lot of men, and a lot of men can't provide that, but DJ Academics can. There's a lot of women out there that think that, you know, I'm too good to work at a 9-to-5. All right. And those women are going to be more attractive to guys that can give them that type of lifestyle, no matter how he looks, no matter if, you know, how well he is in fashion and things of that nature. None of that stuff, those are appetizers that, you know, later on she can, and a lot of women have that nurturing about them. Sorry about the noise in the background. That feels like they can, what one woman's trash is another woman's treasure. A lot of women feel like they can mold these guys into the men that they fantasize a lot. And a lot of women think that they can mold these guys, particularly guys that already have that's already famous, that's already making a lot of money, or just making a lot of money. These women can just, you know, come in and build these guys the way that they want them built. And, you know, in some cases, some of these women, you know, they have no respect for the guy that they're in a relationship with. You know, they'll step out and, you know, have sex with Pookie and Ray Ray. Okay. But I do feel like simping, even though it's tricking, you know, there's, you know, I remember back in, you know, and I had to watch a lot of old 70s movies and videos. And they glorified women out here on the corner, you know, selling their bodies, prostitution. And they glorified it as she's being tricked. But a lot of women in their mindset in that time, and once again, it, you know, it, 70s in reality and 70s on movies and TV, you know, I feel like art, I feel like movies and televisions reflect on what's actually going on in these streets. But a lot of these women, you know, even though these guys called these women tricks, a lot of these women played these games to their advantage, played these labels into their advantage. No, yeah, I'm a trick, but I'm tricking you. All right. And I feel like it's manifesting with simping. A lot of guys out there saying, yeah, I'm a simp, but I'm going to make this simp game benefit me. All right. And if you listen to my last episode about Meek Mill, Meek Mill says, you know, spending money, you know, simping for these women is soulless and, you know, it has no value and things of that nature. By the way, I'm not going to shoot the message, but I'm going to shoot the messenger, because at one point in time, Meek Mills was doing that. He was the prime definition of a simp. And I'm not going to go into what I said in that episode. Go listen to that episode at your leisure whenever you can. And what I thought about Meek Mill and what I thought about his message. But his message is correct. I just feel like he's the wrong person to, you know, give out this message. Okay. When you've been known to be a simp. Okay. But I do feel like there are some occasions where simping, the guys who are labeled simps, those guys, you know, utilize that simp card and play it to their advantage. You know, sometimes ego massaging an egotistical person to make them present a illusion to make them think that they're in control when they actually not. Is the best way to destroy their minds. Okay. It's the best way to live rent. I mean, to live in their heads rent free. Okay. So yeah, I'm not saying in every situation, a guy who demonstrates himself as a simp is reaping the rewards of that. But what I am saying is, just like back in the 70s when women were prostitutes and they referred to them as tricks, and women who were on top of their games, they flip that label, they flip that narrative, and they said, yeah, I may be a trick, but I'm tricking you. I feel like simps today is flipping that narrative about them and, you know, benefiting from being labeled and being called a simp. All right. So to me, the term simp doesn't mean a weak person in a lot of cases. It's just a label, and it's just, you know, real fast, real quick. I was watching a prison movie on how the new inmates would get finessed by their commissaries, their food, and yes, their booty holes. And in a lot of those cases, a lot of those inmates, when they talked about it, how they got finessed out of all of those situations, maybe one or two of those situations, they say that they trusted the guy and they thought the guy, the inmate was his friend, was his father, was his, you know, someone that, you know, that he thought and believed that cared about them. And they try to come at these new inmates all types of ways, as an OG, as your friend, as somebody that just don't want nobody to do you wrong, in religious aspects, as in religion, I'm your priest, you know, these predators in prison would wear these different type of disguises to fool these new inmates to get what they want out of these new inmates. And that's what simping is. When you think, there are a lot of clever guys that would, you know, that's getting what they want And they're going to come at you, women, and say, yeah, I'm a simp. I'm your sugar daddy. Let me take care of you. This, that, and the third. And sometimes some of these girls get finessed out of their own square. Some of these women get finessed, and when they try to get it back, it's too late. So yeah, I understand the definition of simp. And I understand why there's a disdain and a distaste for guys who present these habits. But I also feel that there are a lot of guys out there that is finessing the system of simping. Okay? That's just my humble opinion about it. Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to hook your boy up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Okay. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me? Okay, if you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, which is I'm Chris the Dom 1 on YouTube, I'm starting a lot of videos when it comes to reactions, particularly cheating reaction videos that I check out. And I just, you know, watch them and share you guys my humble opinion about it. First and foremost, there was this video and I uploaded it to my channel. This lady saying, you know, she was trying to give out some game talking about how women, real women don't cheat. Real women, when they cheat, they are moving on to the next guy. That's basically what she said. And she said thoughts and Jezebels and hussies and hoes. You know, you guys cheat, okay? But us real women, when we cheat, It shouldn't be labeled as cheating. We're just moving on to the next relationship. That's basically how she described this video. So after watching the video, I made a reaction on it, and I look at it like this. Cheating is cheating. First and foremost, let's go and get this out of the way. Cheating is wrong. All right. Cheating is wrong. Cheating to me is something that you're doing that your partner's not going to recommend. I don't care if it's and cheating is wrong no matter who it is. The man, the female, I mean, whatever. Okay, cheating is cheating. You're doing something in the darkness that you normally wouldn't do in the light while your significant other can be able to see you. So cheating is cheating. There's no rhyme or reason about it. There's nothing you can say or do to make cheating justified. I don't care if your significant other cheated on you and then you turned around and you cheated on the guy, your significant other. All right. To me, if y'all don't like each other, I don't understand why people just can't just simply just move on and see other people. And I really feel like the real reason why people don't want to do that is people don't want to take a chance on themselves to break up a situation that they say that is, you know, they're not living, you know, in the situation that they currently find themselves with their significant other. They always bash that situation. And they always talk about how bad this situation is. But I don't hear a lot of people saying that, you know what, I'm relieving myself from this situation and I'm starting my own thing. People don't want to take that first step. the unknown, because that's what it is, the unknown. A lot of people, particularly cheaters, they want their cake and eat it. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They you know, so that's how they justify it. And that's how this woman was justifying it, okay? If you are in a bad relationship, why are you continuing to be in a bad relationship? Just move on. And I feel like the realest person you can't lie to is yourself. You know your strengths and you know your weaknesses. Okay. You know things that may, you know, that people may find appealing about you, but you may know things that about you that a lot of people find that a lot of people don't find appealing about, particularly about you. So you know yourself, and sometimes some people, some people kick themselves out of trying to find a better situation by a lot of things. I feel like people's egos about themselves. I feel like people are too egotistical about themselves. They feel like they're the best thing since sliced bread, but no one else is not, you know, wanting that bread. I feel like another thing is people make bad life decisions or make bad choices that other people will find a turnoff on, you know. And look, I'm not hating on women that have children, but a lot of guys, a lot of single guys who don't have children look at that as, nah, I don't want to be in a relationship with a woman that's already have kids when I'm not ready to have kids for myself. Okay. It may be wrong. I feel that it's wrong. I feel like, you know, just because someone comes in a situation and they have kids, that don't mean that that person is bad. But it can be that there's a flip side to that coin. A lot of women don't want to be in a relationship with a guy who has kids of his own. And in some situations, a woman already has kids will say no to a guy that is paying child support. Okay. So even though I feel like it's, you know, solely wrong, I feel like you shouldn't judge people on stuff like that. It's just a situation that they find themselves in. A lot of people judge people that way, men and women. Okay. Finances. All right. A lot of guys don't want to be in a relationship with a woman that can't take care of herself, that is not working, that's not trying to work, even education. A lot of guys and women don't want to be in a relationship with a person that educational background is just only has a high school diploma. Some men and women look down at that. Some men and women look down at your finances. Some men and women look down at your life's decisions. If you have kids, they look down on that. I feel like there's a lot of things that, and I think, like, you're not going to fake nobody but yourself. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to fake any, you're not going to fake yourself. You may fake it till you make it to everyone else, but you know that there are things that a lot of people are going to judge you on. So hence, a lot of people find themselves, they say, quote unquote, stuck in these relationships, because the only one that accepts you is the person that sleeps across from you. So a lot of people don't want to make the plunge in believing in themselves. And it's a confidence thing. All right. And I feel like that's a factor to why a lot of men, a lot of reasons why men and women cheat. It's a confidence thing. All right. So to me, there's no right or wrong about, I'm cheating because I'm trying to find my next partner. Fam, if you are stuck in a bad relationship or a bad marriage, and y'all tried everything to fix it and there's no resolution, then I feel like it's best for you as well as him or her or him to just go y'all separate ways. A lot of people are scared of the unknown. They ask questions like, how am I going to take care of myself? Who's going to take care of me? What am I gonna do? Do I have to go back to work? You know, do I have to go back to school? And some people feel like it's just too late for all that. Okay, you've been in a marriage for 8 years. You know, let's just say 7 years. You've been in you know y'all got married when you was 20. Okay, now you're talking about getting a divorce at 27. And 27. Is different from a man and a female. A guy that's 27, if he has a good job, then he's still in the pool of play when it comes to dating, when it comes to women younger than him and women that are older than him. Women that are younger than him is looking for a guy like that that's already, you know, that has a good job, that's working, you know, has already been in a marriage or been in a long-term relationship. Those are qualities that a younger woman may find appealing, particularly a woman that doesn't want to, have the burden of taking care of herself. All right. An older woman who's more seasonal will look at that as a prime opportunity. That's leveling up to an older woman. However, when you are a woman at 27, then it comes to, are you still in your prime? All right. Because now you're out of a marriage, you're divorced, and now you're in the dating field, you're in the dating pool. And guys that make six figures or more, they're gonna swipe away from you because they're gonna think your problem. You was already in a marriage, you've been divorced, so there's something wrong with you. So right off the bat, guys are gonna judge you instantly without even having a conversation with you. All right. Then you're competing with women that are younger that's willing to do whatever a 27-year-old man or 27-year-old man or older wants them to do. All right. When it comes to the older women that are beyond 27 and 28, okay, and they see you in this dating pool, they're going to trick you out. They're going to trick you out of your position. They're going to say, they're going to tell you all this, men are evil, you know, tell a man what you want, this, that, and the third, just make you unappealing to a man. So it increases their chance to get a man like that. You dig what I'm saying? You following me? All right. So, I think it's harder for women to find their significant other than it is for men. Because it doesn't take a man to be attractive to a woman. And it goes back to our last conversation. If you're a guy that's making six figures or more, you don't have to drive fancy cars or wear fancy jewelry or wear fancy clothes. That job alone is more attractive to a woman, particularly a woman that doesn't want to take care of herself. And let's be real about this. Let's be 1,000% real. There are a lot of women out there that don't want to work. And those are the women that you're competing against. And those women will do anything to get that type of lifestyle. Now, will they change their behavior and their attitude once they get that lifestyle? Probably, but those are the women that are willing to make that sacrifice. It may be a temporary sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice. And then women, you have to deal with women around the world. There are some women in other countries that take a back seat to men, because that's what they've been taught to do. So you got to deal with those type of women as well. So I'm just saying, women, your competition increases. It doesn't decrease. When a man, on the other hand, a man's competition decreases, because A, there are more women than men. Okay. Two, there's not a lot of men that making six figures or more. All right. The guys that are not making six figures or more, they either working at 9-to-5 jobs that you women don't find appealing. That's not going to level you up. Most of these men are pookies and ray rays coming out of prison. That's appealing sexually, but that's only temporary. And then you're just going to move on, or you're going to get tricked out of your position and you're going to be taking care of him. All right. So the pool for a single man is more richer than a pool for a single woman. And no single woman could be highly decorated educational wise with degrees and masters. She can have a six figure or more job, and that's not appealing. She can have all that riding for her. And, you know, particularly if you're 27 or older, that's not really appealing to a lot of guys that already have it, because men don't find that appealing or attractive to a woman. What men are visual. If you don't look good right out the box, he's not going to approach you. So, but I knew we got off the soapbox with cheating, but that's why I feel like a lot of women and a lot of men cheat. Because it's a self-confidence thing. And two, they don't want to get tricked out of their own position. Even though they downplay the position that they in, they're in a bad relationship. They, you know, everyone talks bad about their relationship until it's time for you to find another relationship. Okay. You're holding on to this bad relationship. And I'm not tripping. I know there are some bad relationships out there. I know there are some situations where a woman can get out of the situation. Okay. But, you know, not all relationships are equal. I feel like some people are in these relationships because they know they're real to themselves, and they know that them making it on their own and trying to reinvent the wheel and trying to find another significant other may be a little bit harder for them. So there's no justification for cheating. I feel like cheating is wrong. There's no place for it. And yeah, so that's, when I listened to her video, it really didn't make no sense. But I hate to judge people on appearance, because appearance shouldn't really matter. But listening to her and watching her video, I see why she feels that way. Okay, and I'll just leave it at that. All right. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right. And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. I talked to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Dom 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. And get at me and tell me what do you want me to what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.